Spirit who gives spirit to all. There are different ways of serving God.
There is the same God who serves.
Each one is given a gift by the one Spirit. Together we are the body of Christ.
Within our community of ministry, some members are chosen for particular work as ministers of the word. They are ordained to a representative ministry and charge to lead in transmitting the Christian tradition from one generation to another, to interpret the scripture and proclaim the gospel of Christ, to administer the sacrament, serving to maintain a company of Christians in continuity with the life and faith of the apostles, to serve God's people with pastoral care, and to share in strengthening of the church in its life and mission, and to act as pioneers and leaders in the church's reconciling work in the world. We now come to this moment in which one of the church's ordained ministers, having been called with due seriousness to minister within this congregation, is to be officially received and installed to this office.
I promise.
come forward for the laying on of hands? And that those who are able and wish to come to be a part of the laying on of hands to also come forward. Those who choose not to come forward may choose to hold the hand or put your shoulder on the hand of one next to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the head of the church, we declare you properly installed as minister of the congregation, and we commend to you the grace of God in the discharge of all your duties as minister of the gospel. May God count you worth of your calling and bring to fulfillment in every good purpose and every act inspired by faith. Let us pray. Gracious and wondrous God, here we come to encircle the one this congregation has called to settle among them, to be pastor, to share the good news. We call upon your Holy Spirit to give her the strength and the power that she needs. We call upon your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to walk with her each day in meditation, and as she reaches out to touch the people of this congregation. We pray your Holy Spirit upon this congregation in Carrollton, that